B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I didn't realize we're doing the radio show in Dubai. Come on, Nicole. That's funny. You said, just before we went on the air, you said, I wonder how dramatic he's going to be. And my opening line is, it's hot in the studio, y'all, and I've been complaining all morning.
The air, I believe, is broken, Loren. It's 80 in the studio.
That stinks, and that sounds like a breeding ground for coronavirus.
Well, we have the door open in the studio to go out to the hallway to let some fresh air in, because if you couldn't,
even
it's
worse.
Suffocating hot.
We were not going to talk about this on the air, and then Nicole, you started it. You said, how dramatic are they going to be? And I said, well, we'll show her.
We just turned the lights off in here because they admit heat. They're like stage lights, you know?
Right.
So we turned those guys off, and now I'm looking at Roy in the dark. And I got to be honest, I'm loving it.
I like what I'm seeing too,
but
the glow of the computer screen's making you
I know, the board looks great all lit up at night.
Anyway. I remember back when I was a 911 operator, like around 2 or 3 a.m., we dim all the lights. And we would just answer 911 calls in the dark.
Wow.
And then, like, we'd have, like, a little lamp on our desk. But it was cool because we had the same deal. We had a lot of buttons.
Yeah.
A lot of computer screens.
Yeah. Well, regardless of the temperature, we already reached out to our engineer, Brad, who said he's going to send people to fix it. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Who cares about all that?
Your day in 30 seconds, Loren.
Okay.
Right. Regardless of what the temperature is, we're still going to do a crappy show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to give you my day in 30 seconds, and then I'm going to go get the baby because he's crying.
Okay.
Okay. So yesterday, I actually had like a fully orchestrated photo shoot at my house.
Figures.
No, I'm just like, I don't know. In my second time in motherhood, I kind of want to be like a little bit more transparent and real. So like, everything I shot yesterday had chaos going on around me. So, like, I had Cash jumping on beds and, like, making a mess in the kitchen and, like, stuff that actually really happens in my life. Like, the baby had a blowout while the photographer was here. And I was like, you know what? Just shoot it.
Nice. Yeah, that's funny. I tell Amanda, because Ruby does not like pictures. Like, if Amanda says to my two-year-old, like, hey, turn and smile, she goes, and, like, turns her back. I'm like, babe, just get candid photos. That's funny because then when you look back on it, be like, she never liked to look at the camera. So here's a picture of her, you know, picking up a rock.
Yeah, real stuff.
Yeah, real stuff. Well, I guess Roy and I, unless you did something after I left you yesterday, is our day in 30 seconds just combined into one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Roy and I got to see Air Force One land yesterday, and we were so excited and happy.
We got to go to where all the other plane spotters of Charlotte go, and we watched it land. A lot of great things occurred, too. Like, I witnessed an accident.
Yeah, some guy, Loren, backed out. So we all parked on the top parking deck at the Charlotte Airport to watch Air Force One land. Because it's such a cool plane, you don't care. Oh, you're gone, aren't you?
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
there was a crying baby.
I want a kid so I can just bail on the show. Anyway, so we get to the top of the parking deck, and you can see the runway, and Air Force One comes in and lands, and then, Roy, you all of a sudden, like, we're getting into the Kiss Suburban that we drove over there, and you heard, like, a crunch.
Oh, big crunch. And I see a guy who, for whatever reason, put it in reverse and went quite some way, and backed into a pole. And he gets out, and he walks to the back, and he looks at it, and he doesn't have a reaction. So I'm thinking, oh, it's no big deal. Like, there's not much. Even though it was a big crunch, it wasn't that big deal. And then he drives off, and you see the massive dent.
But, Nicole, he backed out. Like, it was almost like he drove a huge car. Like, he didn't need to back all the way out of the spot. When you back out of a spot, you just go out a little so that you have clearance to turn and go, right?
Yeah.
He pulled back so far, he slammed into the post, the concrete post.
He was probably on his phone or something.
Dope. And then he drove away, and we were dying laughing.
I know, because he was so excited, like us, to see the plane.
Yeah.
You know.
And he hit the corner of the concrete, so it punched the back in.
Yeah.
And then we were hungry like we normally are when we are hanging out together. So we went to Popeyes because I haven't had the Popeyes original chicken sandwich yet. And it's been a year. The year anniversary was last week.
And so now you can officially say which one's better, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
Right. And I got to be honest, I was a little underwhelmed with the Popeye sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
I was.
I disagree.
But what did I tell you? I think there was two. They had mayo on it. They had pickles on it. I don't need all that. Let the sandwich speak for itself. And at least the Chick-fil-A sandwich only has the pickles.
I agree with that. I ended up having the spicy one yesterday. It was very good.
Okay.
Very good.
And I told a neighbor, too, that I didn't love it. And he said, that, get this. He threw Bojangles in there as the top chicken place over Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
They have a good, of course, their Cajun biscuit in the morning's good, but they have an underrated chicken sandwich, too. It's really good.
Yeah. Club. So we did that. And there's no wait anymore at Popeyes because it's been, you know, going on for so long now. The chicken sandwich craze is kind of down, but yet we managed to sit behind a van for 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah, while he was trying to figure out his life.
I go, is there still a craze? We're like, we're still waiting in line.
Hey, bud, it's chicken. Like, there's no, like, that's, there's no beef. There's not many options.
We have video, though. It's actually pretty cool up at the MRL show of Air Force One landing. It's such a cool plane to see, you know, land and all the...
I was fascinated with all the... Everything about the plane and then the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get over
that. Yeah.
And then I couldn't get over the fact of his motorcade. So, he must have three of those.
Motorcades?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because if there's a motorcade that took him to the airport in D.C., there was a motorcade here in Charlotte, and then there was a motorcade in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they didn't have enough time to pack up all the limousines and fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
They were all waiting for him everywhere he went. I was so amused in that.
And does the president ever leave, like, his iPhone charger in the wrong
car?
Like, he's like, I need to go back. I left my charger in the car.
I felt like there was a lot of security in the city yesterday. for a quick pop-in.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He's been here before without all this.
But anyway, yeah, it was a fun day yesterday for Roy and I. We got a bunch to get to today. War of the Roses at 7:50. I'm excited for 7 a.m. this morning. Lorraine's going to tell us someone reached out to her to congratulate her on having a baby. And it's someone she hasn't spoken to in a long time. So we'll get into that. And we will try and get through the show today. It's 80 degrees right now in the studio with a 30% chance of rain. And the humidity is at 100% in here, too. All right. Good morning on a Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yes. The most iconic fashion items of all time. This is according to SWNS Digital. Loren, are you ready for these?
I am.
Okay. We'll go from 10 to 1. Guess jeans were number 10 on the list.
I think we all had a pair of those.
Even guys had Guess jeans back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They were like a fashion thing.
Celebrities did the ads for them.
Yep.
And J-Lo's like bringing back Guess jeans right now.
The only thing I remember from Guess jeans is like it had a triangle tag on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crocs are number 9, Roy. Congratulations.
Yeah. Love
your
the Crocs.
Make the list.
Crocs.
Chuck Taylors. I love Chuck Taylor Converse sneakers. The canvas ones.
You do.
Yeah. Those are number 8. Those never, they're good in any decade, quite honestly.
I agree with that. I have a couple pairs. Dallas has, I think, a pair. Cash has a pair.
Yeah. The bomber jacket, which is something else I have in my closet. That was number 7. Loren, UGG boots were number 6 on the most iconic fashion items of all time list.
You know what? I love UGG boots, but they're like slippers. Like, they're not really getting dressed to me.
Oh, gosh. I remember everyone in my school had UGG boots.
I have them. I don't feel dressed when I wear them.
I blogged about this at kiss95.1.com, and we have to go to a folder to get pictures, you know, to put on the blog.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that UGG makes so many different types of boots, though. They're not just, like, the brown ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was, like, a big library of UGG boots, like taller boots, shorter boots. Tom Brady wearing the UGG boots.
Yep.
Okay, Lauren, here, this is your section. Louis Vuitton luggage and bags. They consider that one of the most iconic fashion items of all time.
I would say so.
You have that?
I may have a bag.
Yeah. Polo Ralph Lauren polo shirts.
I got those.
You're number four on the list, Roy. Look at you, Mr. Fashion.
Watch out.
Nike Air Max sneakers were number three on the most iconic fashion items of all time list. And then we're down to two. And Levi's owns the top two.
Really?
And I did a little more research to see if Levi's came up with this list, but they didn't. The Levi's denim jacket was number two. And the Levi's 501 jeans were the most iconic fashion items of all time, according to SWNS Digital.
Really?
Yep.
I'm more of a Lee's household. Lee's jeans.
Lee?
Yeah.
I used to like Jordache back in the day. Remember
Jordache? I do. Sassoon? by the way, Farfetch did the survey. SWNS Digital posted it. They asked a whole bunch of people. 70% of people say they still wear classic fashion trends from the past years.
Yeah.
We just went shopping for Dean. And the 90s is back in such a cool way. Like, Nike has all these cool Nike t-shirts with different colors, like the bright pink. And, like, picture the 90s MTV logo with the zebra print.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, like, kind of that writing is back, which is really cool. By the way, Levi jeans have been in production since 1873.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really throwing it back. Do you think maybe that's why they got the top spot, though?
Because they've been around a long time?
Uh-huh.
That probably has something to do with it, because so many people probably have a pair of Levi's jeans in their closet. Roy doesn't. He said he went Lee.
I'm a Lee, but everyone thinks I like, if someone buys me jeans as like a Christmas gift, they'll give me Levi's. And I'm like, no, Lee's.
Yeah.
Lee's, not the Vise.
I have a pair of Levi's. They make my butt look good.
Well, I like, sounds a little stupid. I think jeans are like uncomfortable.
Mm.
So I like jeans that have spandex in them, and Lee's has that. Lee's has jeans where you can move around.
Yeah. They're called jeggings.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not quite like jeggings. They're not full on spandex. They're like 4-5% spandex, 95% jeans.
I know what you're saying. Like, they have like Lycra or something, because I have Gap jeans that are like that are really super comfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
And that way you can do anything you want, like go shoot hoops in them.
No, you can't play sports in jeans. We discussed that yesterday, Roy. Come on. Stop it. All right, that whole list is up at kiss95.1.com.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
All right, joining the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show is Molly.
Hi.
So, Molly, you need help with your dad. How can we help you?
I'm estranged from my dad. It's been about 10 years since I've seen him. And what happened was my mom actually died of breast cancer when I was 18. Mm. And it was just my dad and I. And, you know, I was trying to kind of hold everything together. And after not even a year after she died, he started dating a 21-year-old. And keep in mind, you know, I'm 19. So this girl's basically my age.
Okay.
And I just, you know, kind of thought that this is just like a thing. He just needs to get this out of his system, this some weird coping thing. So, like, tried to hold everything together and was making sure the bills were paid and the laundry was done. I was taking care of him. And then after they had been dating for a little bit, he proposed to this girl.
Oh, whoa.
And it was just crazy. And I mean, I thought, he has gone insane. And so I had to get out of there. It felt really disrespectful to my mom.
So you thought really at first this was like him depressed and him trying to process. Then it turned into proposal. And then that's when you left?
Yeah. Yeah. I did not take it seriously at all when they first started dating. And then out of nowhere, he proposed. And so I had to get out of there. I mean, that was, it was not really healthy for me to like stay in that situation. And I am shocked. I've heard that they're still together. I cannot believe it.
Molly, did you have any conversations with her, your stepmother?
Okay. Well, one, she's not my stepmom.
Well, you think it's weird that your stepmom's younger than you or about the same age as you?
Well,
okay.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you more upset the fact that he moved on so quickly or that she's so young, or both?
I guess both. Like, that, it seemed like, was he not really in love with my mom that he just, like, was able to move on so quickly after that? Like, he wasn't even hurt by her being gone. And, yeah, I mean, she, like, we could have gone to school together.
Okay.
Did he try and, like, force a relationship between you two? Like, hey, like, let's get to know each other.
Treat her like your mom?
Right, yeah, treat her like your mom, that type of thing. Mm.
A little bit, but it was like, it was a joke. Like, there's no way that I was going to ever see her as a mom figure.
Did you all live in the same house at any point?
Yeah, so she would stay over, and one day when I went into their room, I was pretty pissed off when I saw that she had moved all of my mom's stuff into boxes, and her was in the closet, like, where my mom's stuff was.
Oh my God, did you say anything?
Yeah, obviously, I was really pissed, and that was kind of when I let my dad have it, and he was like, this is her place now.
Oh. So how old were you when you left home?
I was 19.
19, and you just left him, and you never spoke to your dad since?
No, not
spoken. Where are we now? Like, how many years ago was that?
10 years.
So you're now, she was 19 then, Roy.
She's 29. Mm-hmm. So your stepmom is?
31.
31?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you get cards or anything from them for the holidays or?
No, we haven't had any contact since April 19, 2010.
Do you know if they're even together still?
I've heard that they are. I heard through a cousin that they're together. They're living in Daytona Beach, apparently.
Now, it's been a decade. Where are you at in your life? Are you married? Do you have kids? Like, is there grandbabies that he doesn't know about?
I am married, but we don't have kids yet. We're trying.
So you went through the whole wedding and dating a guy, engagement, marriage, and you never said a word to your dad? You never?
No, I mean, we did elope because it was kind of painful to not have family there. But, I mean, I am still hurting from my mom's death and my dad, his whole thing after she died.
We just got a text message. We have many private investigators who listen to the show, and they said that they have a friend that works as a private investigator in Daytona Beach. And they said, give me the info and we'll get on it.
But so I don't want to track him down and you talk to him?
That would be wonderful.
Why now, though? What's happened now to where you want to reconnect with him? What's going on with that? I mean, every time we're talking to you, I can still feel the anger that you have towards him, yet you want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we are trying to have a baby, and so I think it's just kind of like now as I'm starting to think about becoming a parent, and, you know, parents are people. They make mistakes. And I don't want my child to not have his grandson or his grandfather in his life.
But baby is definitely not going to call her grandma.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Because you won't even call her stepmom. Yeah.
Well, I don't see her that way.
Okay, well, I mean, what we'll do is we'll put you on hold, we'll get all your information, and we'll give it to this, everything you know, we can get to this private investigator. I'd love to have the investigator come on, but a lot of times, they just like to do their work.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to hold on? You want us to do this?
I would love that. Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, you just can't help but laugh at this wedding fail. You know, a wedding planner shared online a photo of the wedding cake, and the cake was supposed to read, Wiser Wedding. I guess their last name is Wiser. W-I-S-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the cake actually read was, why is there a wedding?
I'm not going to lie. When you said it originally with your southern accent, I kind of thought that's what you said.
This had to be.
Why is there a wedding?
This had to be in the South, right?
By the way, I used to work at a Dairy Queen in New Jersey, and I didn't do cakes, but there was a girl that came in once a week to make cakes, and she would always screw up names. Like, we would get complaints from customers who had congratulations spelt wrong.
Yeah.
Or people's names spelt wrong.
Oh, my gosh. That's your one job, is to write the name.
But it's not easy. Hey, did you have a wedding, not a wedding cake, but any kind of a cake screw up? Like, you had something specifically written for the cake, but when you picked it up, it said something else. Give us a quick call or drop us a text at 704-570-9595, because this will be funny. Like, Loren, you tell me that every single time your mom went to get you a birthday cake, your R was capitalized?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet people screwed that up all the time.
They were like, yep. This can't be right. It says here that it's A-L-U, capital R-E-N.
I'm pretty sure even as an adult, that's still, like, unless I go and get it myself, which who's going to go get their own birthday cake? I would say probably 7 out of 10 times that's wrong.
Well, I mean, you got to think about when we get fan letters and stuff, they'll misspell your name, Manny, and Loren's name.
Yeah.
Like, they'll spell Loren, L-O-R-E-N.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I give people the benefit of the doubt because I feel like when they text in, their phone's autocorrects to Manny.
Oh, for sure.
M-A-N-N-Y. But I do remember one woman coming when I was working at the Dairy Queen. She goes, it's my daughter's graduation, and we have a problem with the cake. I was like, oh, is it not... here's and not ready, you know. And she goes, no, congratulations is spelt with a D. She goes, did the person who write the cake even graduate high school? I'm like, no, honestly, I think she's a junior. she was like a junior in high school, but a really good artist.
and that's even funnier, by the way.
Right? And
they graduate school? No.
No, she's a junior. She's gonna
got 2 more years left.
You can congratulate her next year.
Oh, that's good.
But it's also the person who takes the note down, because I imagine that the cake writer, Loren, just reads what's on the paper, like Ron Burgundy.
Mm-hmm. I would assume so too.
Yeah, people are sending us text 704-570-9595, and it's a lot of misspelling stuff.
Did you see this one from 704?
Mm-mm.
That says, I was getting a cake for my birthday, and they spelled the first one wrong and the second one. They messed up the whole cake. And it was, the images were in fondant, so it's not even like you could take it off and put it back on.
Someone said they spelled birthday B-U-R.
That's kind of funny.
Is that a joke?
Birthday.
Let's see. Another message from 980 said, oh, this is funny, Loren. Our wedding cake just said congratulations, Maggie. Didn't have the groom's name on it. How is that a mess up? And by the way, the most glorious thing about the South when I moved down to marry Amanda in Memphis was we don't have these up north, Roy, but there's a groom's cake, a separate groom's cake.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I didn't know that.
You need to look into that.
Yeah, you really do. I didn't know that when I lived in Pennsylvania either, but when we moved to Florida and we were getting married, I learned.
Yeah, and the groom's cake is just like Dallas or my favorite cake, whatever it is. Like mine was chocolate mint ice cream with Jets written all over it.
Oh.
But yeah, I was going to say, they're normally like something that the groom really likes. Like Dallas's was a Virginia Tech cake. It was like a big VT.
Yeah, yep. So, all right, we'll put, you know what? We're going to put a lot of cake fails up at kiss951.com with the gallery. You can go look and have a good life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So it's come to our attention that after Loren had baby Jackson a couple weeks ago, someone reached out to you and sent you a text message, Ren.
Yeah, and you guys are so hung up on this and think it's the biggest deal. And I don't know why you think it's such a big deal.
It is.
I had an ex-boyfriend reach out to me. And it wasn't even like the guy before Dallas. It was like two guys before that. And he just sent me a really nice text message that said, like, congratulations on baby Jackson. I'm so happy for you and your family. And it was a nice text message. Mm. And you guys can't get over the fact that an ex-boyfriend texts me about a new baby.
Yeah, he's up to no good.
There's a couple things I can't get over. One, that you told Dallas about it and he didn't care.
Dallas didn't care. He was like, oh, that was nice.
Two, you said also you don't know how he got your number because it's not the same number you had when you were dating him.
Yeah, now that is fair. So that is the only thing that I will say is kind of weird is kind that of. It what? Well, I mean, you know.
He stalked you somehow and got your phone number.
He called our friend Big Mama down there at the radio station and was like, hey, you know how we do segments where, like, we try and help find people? We're doing it right now with Molly, trying to find her dad down in Florida. Yeah, she called Big Mama. Hey, I have an ex who just had a baby in Charlotte. I'll help you find the number.
His PI got on it. I was wondering what that car was out there. but no, you know, he had to have done some kind of digging because I really don't have any connections with him anymore.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
It was pretty mutual. Yeah. Like, you when I'm him. Done, you pretty much know it.
Yeah.
His outfits were just awful. I couldn't go on.
Actually, no, I'm just kidding. No, but he, like, we're friends on Facebook, but we're not, like, we don't have any, like, mutual friends that we talk to on a daily basis. So he had to, like, see it on Facebook, talk to somebody we used to talk to who's also friends with me on Facebook who has my number. Like, there had to be some level of investigating, I guess.
Too much level of investigating. Too in-depth.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is kind of weird. I don't know. I automatically put myself in your shoes, and I said to myself, if an ex, and there's two exes of Amanda that she dated long-term before me, and if either one of them reached out and texted her and said congratulations on the baby, I'd be like, that's weird. Because did he congratulate you on cash? Does he congratulate you on the new house purchase? Like,
no, that's fair. He didn't congratulate me on cash, not on the house, not when I got this job. Like, this is the first time that I've heard from him in years and years and years.
That's strange to me.
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't come up on his algorithms.
No.
Maybe this just happened to come up for
That's
some
true.
Reason. Maybe he was stalking. Maybe
he for
did
sure.
what a lot of people do, and he just got curious and checked my page.
100%. Now, I do agree with that. I think that he was stalking you. He got curious. He wondered, you know what he did? He goes, what would my life be if I was with Loren? And so he went to her page and went to go look at everything about your life, and he was trying to envision him in it.
And what did he see when he went to her page in the photo gallery?
He's kicking himself in the butt now.
Yeah, he is. He saw a
Be
family.
Specific. What did he see?
He saw these fancy luxury cars.
Oh, stop.
This country club.
A photo shoot out Lives. In a sunflower seed patch where they brought their couch from the living room to set up in the sunflower patch.
And then right in that moment, he thought to himself, I made the right decision.
He brought their living room couch because it's cute.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought for sure that people would think that it's odd that your ex reached out to you and found your number somehow. And what did you say back?
I haven't even answered.
I wouldn't.
What do you
say? So that means you think it's weird deep down inside subliminally, or else you would have responded, hey, thanks. How are things going with you? Busted. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not the worst point you've ever made.
Yeah. See?
You're not responding for a reason because you don't want to give this guy time and day because he was a weirdo that found your number. This is all strange.
But I will say it's very big of you, though, not to freak. Because normally you would be like, lose my number if it went bad, you know, if your breakup was bad.
No, in fact, I invite you to check out my Facebook page because I want you to see what you're missing.
802 asks, is your phone number visible on Facebook? That's true.
No, it's not.
You know what, though?
I'm gotta very private on Facebook.
You got to double check because I thought mine wasn't, and then a listener greatly corrected me.
704 said that if they knew that someone reached out to their wife, they would text the guy personally and say, please don't contact us.
Oh.
I don't think Dallas was threatened by it, honestly. I mean, we've been together for 15 years, y'all. It's not like we were, you know, we're 3 years into our marriage.
The boyfriend's 20 years removed at this point, almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. 18.
Learns like easy 20. I'm not that old.
he had prime Miss Pennsylvania, Lorraine, huh?
No. This is way before.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we want to hear from you guys. You can reach out to us, 704-570-9595. Share why your ex reached out to you and how did your partner handle it? I wonder if you guys are Team Loren and Dow where it's no big deal, or did you go the other way like the last texter said that they would text the guy himself and be like, don't bother us.
Yeah, somebody else said, why wouldn't he just send you a message on Facebook?
That's the normal thing to do. The phone number is 704-570-9595. Join the Mania Roy and the Rent Show.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren had an ex text to say congratulations on the baby, which is weird because he shouldn't have had your number, but he somehow got it.
Yeah, a little strange. He obviously did some investigating, but people are texting into the studio and saying that, I mean, they're saying all kinds of things, but 704 said he should have just commented on your announcement of the baby and not texted you personally.
Yep.
They said you did the right thing not responding. Another 704 said that my ex, right before who I'm with now, sent me a text, and my significant other was like, hail to the no. That is just disrespectful. But he wasn't, you know, he was so far removed. I don't think this was like threatening in any way, shape, or form. I truly think he was just trying to be nice. It was just weird how he went about doing it.
So 10 minutes ago when you talked to us and you told us for the first time, do you feel any different now hearing the feedback?
Yeah, I guess so. We got another text from 828 that says my husband would be doing some hardcore investigating. It would just throw me off a little bit that he didn't have my number and somehow got it. And I think that, like, now that you guys bring that up, maybe that's where the hang up is. But I do think that maybe there were some good intentions behind it.
A lot of people are on the phones as well, Lorraine.
This is Rebecca. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing really well. What'd you like to say to Loren?
Well, I was just going to tell a story. They were asking about, you know, like crazy exes reaching out. I had one who created some fake social media accounts and even a fake Tinder account to be able to like match with me. Like you like faked an account to like pictures and stuff that like I would match with and then like matched with me, had like a whole fake conversation and then was like, hey, sorry, it's actually Sam. Happy graduation.
What was his goal in creating these fake accounts?
Just, like, to get back in contact. We ended things pretty poorly because he, like, cheated on me, lied about it, da-da-da-da. And so, you know, I had basically just, like, clear cut-off contact, had locked him on a lot of things. And so he was literally just, like, trying to say, hey, like, just trying to get in contact.
But he acted like someone else because he knows that if he reached out as who he was, you wouldn't respond to him.
Exactly.
That sly devil, Loren.
Wow. He needed to infiltrate.
Uh-huh.
And did
he? What a psycho.
And I do have a current boyfriend at the time, and he hates him. It's definitely been an issue.
Oh, that sucks.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you tell him to leave you alone, or did you just leave it alone?
I mean, it just kind of depends on the day. Like some days I'll entertain it for a little bit if I'm just like kind of bored, want some excitement, or other days I'll just kind of like block him and just not say anything. Like once I figure it out, I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Yo, this guy's low-key stalking. Like the police should
know if the police should be involved. He wants to get back with his ex.
He's being weird. Fake accounts.
It's not like he's ever like shown up anywhere that I've been before. Like I have a pretty routine schedule. Like he would definitely kind of know where to find me. He's just been like weird about like just like trying to keep conversation going.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So you don't think it's weird that the ex reached out to Loren, or do you?
I think it was just like a desperate like reach for contact. It was kind of like him being like, oh, how things could have been.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rebecca. Have a good day.
Of course.
Now we'll continue the conversation and dive in a little deeper on the Rat Party. You can get that on the MRL On Demand podcast. But coming up next, we got free cheer one for a year. You could win that through Can't Beat Loren. Coming up, don't go anywhere.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheer One Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Kristen in Charlotte, Loren, wants to say hi and play Can't Beat Loren. Good morning, Kristen.
morning.
Hey, Kristen. I've heard that we've played before.
Yes, one time.
And all right, let's see how you do today.
Throw her out.
Get out of the room, Lauren.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the closet. She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Let's knock through these. Here we go, Kristen and Charlotte. See if we can't get you a year supply of cheer wine. The VMAs are Sunday, and the network just announced nominees in two more categories, Best Group and Song of Summer. What network are the VMAs airing on?
MTV.
Justin Bieber's ex-pop star girlfriend has been named owner and partner of premium ice brand Serendipity. This is all to promote her upcoming collab with Blackpink. Who is his ex-girlfriend?
Selena Gomez.
Kendrick Lamar has teamed up with Nike to celebrate this basketball legend's 42nd birthday during Mamba Week. What athlete is that?
Kobe Bryant.
Question four. Carole Baskin is reportedly in talks for Dancing with the Stars. What Netflix show do we see her on?
Tiger King.
She'd be voted off first week, right? Yeah. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are spending another week at number one. Who is Cardi B married to in the group Migos?
Offset.
Wow, good job. Come on in, Lauren. I don't know if Lauren's going to get them all.
Lauren waving her back in.
All righty, how did Kristen back. Do?
Got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Eek.
Breastfeeding and playing campy Lauren. Here she is. The VMAs are Sunday, and the network just announced nominees in two more categories, Best Group and Song of the Summer. What network airs the VMAs?
MTV.
Justin Bieber's ex-pop star girlfriend has been named owner and partner of the premium ice cream brand Serendipity. This is all to promote her upcoming collaboration with Blackpink. Who is his ex?
Selena Gomez.
Kendrick Lamar has teamed up with Nike to celebrate this basketball legend's 42nd birthday during Mamba Week. What athlete is that?
Kobe Bryant.
Carole Baskin is reportedly in talks for Dancing with the Stars. What Netflix show do we see Carole Baskin in?
Tiger King.
Yeah, voted off first week, we've decided, by the way. Yeah,
or not. Maybe people will be afraid they'll get fed
sardine oil.
Mm. Yeah. Who voted against me? I want the list. Question five. For the tie and the win, Lauren, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are spending another week at number one. Who is Cardi B married to in the group Migos?
Cardi B is with Offset.
Final score, 5-5. It's a tie. That means you got 13 wins.
Kristen, amazing job. Not quite a win. You know what we want to hear.
My name's Kristen. I can't beat Lauren, but I sure can tire.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Brian's on the phone for War of the Roses. Brian, you sent us a message saying that you think your girlfriend Chloe is cheating on you because you found something in her files. What was it?
I had to upload some stuff from work. I'm a graphic designer on our iCloud to a coworker. So I had like these files. I go into our iCloud and I go to upload like a pretty decent sized file. And the iCloud says it's full. I'm like, okay, there's no way that it's full. Come to find out, I go to see like what's taking all this space, and there are boats and hose folders. There's like 5 or 6 of them, and it's like
boats and hose.
It's the dumbest and weirdest and like most sickening thing I've looked at.
And is she in these pictures?
She's in these pictures, so it's. It's weird. Just a little context. So she's like a flight attendant. So she travels a lot, and I know she goes to like Miami a lot. And I'm looking at these pictures, and she's like in a bikini. She's like hanging out with a bunch of guys and women too.
But is she engaging in any cheating activity in these photos?
Yeah. There's a lot of pictures. So granted, I haven't seen every single one. There's like one particular dude that she's like with, and like if she's in a picture with a guy, she's in like 60% of the pictures with this like particular guy. And I don't know if he's like the captain. It feels like it's
so is that guy in particular, Brian, that you're suspicious of?
Yeah, it's like if I were gonna be in those pictures, that would be me in his place.
Yeah,
in all of these pictures, if that makes sense. I mean, I ask her about her trips all the time. She's a flight attendant. She's always going somewhere. But why would you say something like that? So, I mean,
there clearly is something wrong. We're going to call her. We're going to see if she sends the flowers to you, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Chloe, please.
This is Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Actually, now's not really a good time. I'm about to head out to work, and I was on a do not call list, so I don't really know how you got my number.
Actually, I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm calling because you have a dozen free roses to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we picked you. So I just need the name of the romantic person in your life, and we will send these off to him.
All right, let's do the right thing. Let's do Brian.
Okay, so you would like to share this package with Brian?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, did you say do the right thing? Were you considering somebody else too? I'm just, we might be able to, you know, maybe do two or something like that.
No, no, just fine. It's okay.
Okay.
Hey, hi. I have to interrupt. I'm sorry. Chloe.
Brian?
Yes, Chloe, that is Brian. You are on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I don't understand what's going on.
Brian, do you want to explain?
That makes two of us. I mean, would you do the right thing? Are you going on a lot of dates? Hey, you want to do the right thing?
I have not been going on any dates, no. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I literally just heard you say, hey, let me do the right thing, and then reluctantly pick me to go on a free phony date with you. What's the deal?
I wasn't reluctant, Laura, Brian. I'm just walking out of the door, okay? You know I'm about to go to work. I don't know why you can't just talk to me about something in person.
Brian found a folder called Boats and Hoes. Do you know anything about that, Chloe?
Oh, my Jesus. That was a party from, like, 2 years ago, Brian. I mean, look, I wasn't making much money. I had just started out as a flight attendant. And this party paid you to go. It was nothing serious. I just didn't want you to take it any type of way. It was nothing.
My girlfriend of almost 3 years goes to some weird parties with a bunch of random dudes and then doesn't tell me about it. And then I find out about it on our iCloud like an idiot. And now I'm on the phone like another idiot trying to figure out why you're doing this. I mean, come on.
Chloe, I think.
Brian, I promise nothing happened. It was literally just like, it was a big party. It was like, you know, the app circus. It was one of those things.
Chloe, was it just one party? Because Brian found multiple folders that said Boats and Hoes.
No, it was all the same party.
Okay, so there was a boat there. Who was the hoe?
Well, first of all, it's just like the way that they basically named the thing. I can't control that. But there was there was plenty of hoes, believe me, but I wasn't one of them.
Okay, I'm glad we established that. What about the guy that you're in the photos with time and time again?
Well, that's Mike. He hosts a party, and he's also married.
Okay, so you're also in a relationship that obviously doesn't prevent you from going out and hanging out with, like, strange guys. Just because he's a host doesn't make him a good guy. I feel like I sound crazy, but this is not a crazy situation.
Can I just say something, just outside in on what I'm hearing? Chloe, you sound so annoyed and so disengaged and so disinterested. And Brian, you seem like you're trying to hold on to every little less bit of hope. I mean, earlier, before we called Chloe, you said you were in a great relationship. And everything about this sounds nothing close to being great.
Look, I'm sorry I was dishonest. It was my fault. I was, like, really in a tough spot. Like, that helped us pay for our vacation. It helped us pay for rent. Like, I'm just
going to party. Help pay for
things. And I didn't realize that I was being toxic.
What does she do that gets paid?
Do the hoes get paid?
Did you get paid to be a hoe?
That sounds a lot worse than it actually is, but everyone on the boat gets paid to go on the boat.
It's an entertaining War of the Roses. I just don't know if we found any answers.
Brian, you know I'm leaving right now to a 3A, and I'll call you on the way, and when we get home, we can sit down and talk about it, but you know I've never cheated on you. I promise that, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Loren, I wish you were in here.
Why?
Because Roy just came storming in and he's going to write a note or something, he said. What's going on?
The bathroom needs a notice. Because, well, okay. We use the restroom standing up. And they have these little cakes in there to keep it clean.
In the urinal.
And when you, I guess they've changed them. I don't know how else to describe it, except that now when you use the restroom, there's some splashbacks. And it used to not be that way. And so now you need like a caution.
Okay.
Are you sure you just, because sometimes if you have to go to the bathroom really bad, you're going to get that.
Right.
Your good point. Maybe I have just a wonderful stream.
But you think maybe it's the new puck? I haven't been in there.
It's a new puck. When you go in, you'll be able to tell. Should
I go in now?
If you want to.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll do a social experiment.
Although, I don't think we're allowed to air any noises.
Okay. Check it. Nobody's listening to this show.
Okay.
Yeah, but what if somebody's in there, Manny?
Well, that's going to be weird.
All right. Is it both of them, Roy?
Yes. We only have two. It's both. All right, Manny's walking in to make sure that I'm not being dramatic. There's now an issue whenever we use the restroom and need to notice.
Oh, they're so hard weird.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let me just flush. If I flush, maybe it'll splash back.
Yes, you'll definitely get the splash back with the pucks.
Oh, yeah. Water comes right out of the toilet, yeah. Loren. Right out of the urinal.
So you flush, and then water goes everywhere on top of you.
I'm going to put my phone down over here. You all talk amongst yourselves while I'm in here. I'm going to, you know.
Oh, I don't want to hear you do that.
Okay.
No.
Just hang up on him.
I don't want to hear anything. Oh, he's already doing.
Oh, God.
He's already doing. So, do you see what I'm saying, LeBron? You go in there, you flush. The pucks have ruined the whole thing in there so that there's now water that flies at you.
So, is there water on the ground? Like, this could be a safety hazard.
Of course, yes, there is. The water goes on the ground. It's a whole thing in there. And there should be, like, a note. And I remember, What are you doing?
You're right.
Yeah, the water went all over you, didn't it?
And Loren, the move is with the urinal is like you have to go around the puck, but the puck takes up the whole urinal, so it splashes back on you horribly.
Yeah,
I don't need to know your breakdown of how you go to the bathroom, but thank you.
But it's not even just that, Loren. It's that the flushing it's a whole messy mess in there. It's a nightmare.
Are you going to write a note then?
Okay, that was way too quick for you to have washed your hands, sir.
I washed them. You did not wash
your
hands.
You did not wash your hands.
Listen, COVID boy, go back and wash your hands.
You did not do 20 seconds. You go right back in there and wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Sing the happy birthday song.
I cannot believe you stormed back in here. He just left.
We go crazy on him. He comes back in. Poor guy.
Because, you know, and this is my little complaint that I have with him before, because him and I will sometimes go use the restroom together, and he now no longer does the 20 seconds. And I'm still very adamant about it.
Oh, me too.
I still watch because I'm afraid of the virus and I want to make sure I kill it. What he does, I don't even think his whole hand gets wet. It's like he just gets his fingers wet and leaves. And I get that the coronavirus has been going on for a long time and everyone's tired of it. You know, I think it's
good practice now. Like, I try to do it even when I'm at home now. Like, you know, you're at home, maybe you wouldn't wash your hands as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to get myself in the habit, and not just for corona, just in, like, good hygiene in general.
Do the 20 seconds. Thanks for washing your hands.
Never never mind my hands, my pants are ruined.
Right, because the water goes everywhere.
But whatever you're doing in the urinal everywhere. Goes everywhere.
Well, I know, I didn't want to.
What else would you be doing in the urinal?
Urinating? So you get, so that and the water when you flush, you get soaked now. Yeah, you That's do. Not a good, that is not a good thing. So I love that you were the guinea pig too.
So I think there should be like a notice on it. And
let's yeah. put one up there.
You know, I got no. Yeah, we should put it like. I'll guess I'll write it. Well, how do I even write this?
But Loren, you're good at this stuff. Do we need to run that past management first? Like, hey, we're putting a sign up because they'll rip signs down around here if it's not like authorized.
I mean, if you don't put your name on it, nobody sees you go into the bathroom. It's really anonymous.
Well, if Walter Whitehead or Quagmire, our top lieutenants around here, hear any of this, they're going to know what we're up to.
We'll just make it an incident. Beware of splashback.
There you go.
Nicole, you think that's okay to put a sign up in the men's room? Beware of splashback?
Y'all are on your own.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to defend us.
Well, I wonder if anyone else ever had to like write a note at work. That's funny to me. Notes at work are funny to me because it means somebody had a fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then got so annoyed about it that they took to the note.
I had to write a note back when I was doing a night show because I would be on the air from 6 p.m. to midnight. That's a long show, y'all. And so I would bring in dinner and snacks. I'm there for a long time. And so I put it in the fridge, and it would never fail. Somebody would eat my food. I put a note, and I said, hey, this is not food that wasn't eaten in the day. This is Roy from the night show. This is my food for dinner. Like, when you eat my food, I don't have dinner. It was a long note I put on the refrigerator. When you
That's
eat
the problem.
My food.
Nobody wanted to read that long note. It's got to be abbreviated, dude.
Oh, that was bold, underline. They ended up putting a camera up because I ended up throwing so big of a stink one time because I ended up calculating how much money I lost from food. I went to management. I was like, I've lost $700.
980 says all you need to do is put in a work order to maintenance. They can adjust the flow and stop the splashback from happening. 980, did anybody test it? Wouldn't the maintenance guy test it before he walked out?
And how does one put a work order into maintenance?
We would have to tell our office manager.
Oh.
But I like the idea of a note anyway. Because you know what other people put notes by the microwave? Clean the microwave if you have a spill, because our microwaves at work are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Any job, not just ours. So
and
let's,
we have two. People defer. When they make a mess in one, they just defer to the other one instead of cleaning the first one up.
That's true. Loren's right.
I love that.
That's exactly what they do.
Right, 704-570-9595. Roy needs to write a note because of the splashback in the men's urinal is awful. We want to know, what note did you have to write at work? And what was the fail that you dealt with to get that note?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
So I made a sign for our bathroom because you get major splashback at the urinals.
They just put new pucks, they call them, Loren, to keep the smell nice.
Okay.
And if you hit the puck, it sprays back on you, but the puck is so big you can't miss it.
The flushing sprays everywhere. It's a whole mess in there, and I think there should be notices. And by the way, guys aren't the only ones that deal with issues. You know, we got a message right here that says, I hate women's because it flushes before you get done.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And then you get water that hits you there.
Yeah, so if they're the automatic flushers, they always flush before you're finished. Then you got gross water all over you.
Mm. So we're not the only ones dealing with this.
Derek in Charlotte, he agrees with us. Hey, Derek.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Welcome to the men's room, dude, where Roy just went to the bathroom and came back. And he's like, it's a disaster in there.
It happens.
I know. It's terrible. Do you have a note in your bathroom? It happens at your place?
There's notes all over our bathroom. We have a hydration cellar. Right above our urinal.
A hydration what?
A hydration chart.
What's that?
Chart?
If it's this color, you're pretty dehydrated. If
oh.
it's this color, you're severely dehydrated.
Print one of those out, Roy. That's a good thing to put up there.
No, I don't need a reminder that I drink too much soda. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, I know, Derek. Roy's going to put this note up because it's good for other. There's other morning shows in here this morning. And I've seen some of the other guys going in because we look right at the men's room. And I see other guys going in and nobody else seems to be caring, but I know what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right, thanks.
You're not the only one that happens to.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. So does Roy. Thanks, Derek.
We got a text message from 980 that said, who decided guys should stand up to pee anyway? Can't you just sit down like the rest of us and save a lot of mess?
Yes, when we're in a bathroom in a building, yes. But ladies, you are jealous that on a road trip, we can just do it anywhere.
100%.
All right, this is Anna in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So what's your note at work?
Okay, so I do home health, and I'm not going to tell where it is, but the gentleman is handicapped, and we ended up having, like, a year and a half ago, the building that they're in put a separate bathroom for him because he needs privacy, and we go in there with him. Well, there started to become an issue where, like, sorry, guys, but you guys were clogging up the toilet so bad that it even overflowed once to the second floor, and they had to, like, come in and redo the plumbing system. And then, so now we have a sign on the door that says, do not enter, like, out of order. And yet people still go in there to poop. It's disgusting.
I know. Roy, what's your sign say that you wrote?
Beware of splashback.
So what's a guy to do now when they go in there and they see that sign? Because, like, Anna's sign's blatant, like, do not enter, and people are still doing it.
I would go to the stall if I saw that sign.
Smart move. Maybe you should put that in parentheses. Head to stall.
No, okay. It can't be too wordy. I can't put a whole, you know,
declaration.
A story. Yeah.
Nobody's reading a book.
On the 25th day of the 8th month of the year 2020?
Yeah.
All right, Anna. Thanks. Have a great day. Notes at work. Remember when Lorraine got in trouble for burning popcorn?
Oh, my gosh.
Sure do.
And they basically said, do not cook popcorn in here.
Yeah.
They even took it out of our vending machine for a while.
I went to the Carolina School of Broadcasting, and above their urinal it says, in life we tell you to aim high, not here.
Oh, good. I like that. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Yes.
Lorraine, somebody shot us a text message and said they're having an issue with their mother-in-law and their husband's no help.
Yeah.
Is that my wife?
It's not your wife, actually. She sent me a side text. But no, Claire, she sent us this text message and she says, hey guys, I need some advice. Ever since we got our pool, my in-laws feel the need to stop by every day, and I feel like now I'm entertaining them. She says most of them are teachers and work from home or work remotely, and they want to stop by and just take a dip, which is fine, but then I find myself pulling food out and drinks for them and cleaning up after them, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm literally entertaining them. My kids all love the family being around, but I feel so stressed out. And my husband is obviously no help because it's his family.
I love that that's an issue for everyone.
Yeah. But she wants to know, how do I take a step back and prevent them from coming over for these, like, impromptu parties?
I don't know. That's sticky.
Yeah. It's a whole nother layer because it's one thing. Take the pool out of it. And if they're just, like, hanging out and your in-laws are dropping by every day, that's a little easier, I think, because you could be like, hey, Mom, just give us a shout when you're going to come or, you know, whatever. And because we might not be around, but since they know that nobody's going anywhere and everybody's hanging out around the pool, mm-hmm. you're pretty much going to put them out if you be like, hey, we're going to be out here hanging, but we don't want you to come.
Yeah, but what also is kind of hurting her is that like, I have it's pretty well known with me. You don't just swing by. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty well known. I don't take drop-ins. Like, you got a call-in schedule with me.
Roy's got the slide on the door where he looks out.
Don't. I don't do drop-in. Because even when I'm at home doing nothing, that's me doing something. And I may not want you to be there for that. So,
I mean, you know? I think that that's fair. I just don't know. Like, if you take the pool out of it, Manny, then you solve all the problems because it doesn't sound like the family was coming over before the pool got put in.
True. But,
oh, tell her that the pool's broken.
I mean, kind of. Let it go green. I don't know. I think realistically, what you have to do is just tell them when they come over, like, hey, I'm really busy right now, and ignore them a couple times. And then they'll either get the hint and stop coming over, or they'll just entertain themselves. But if her husband's being no use in this matter, then I wouldn't even involve him.
Loren, there's one key factor that you didn't mention there. You said they should just tell her. There's no they when it comes to the mother-in-law. You're leaving it up to your husband, her son, to be the one. It's your family. It's your mom. You handle it. And it better be handled by next week. And that's a lot of pressure on the son,
no
Claire.
Help.
I know, but Claire doesn't want to do it. If Claire wanted to do it, she would just say, she's side-eye telling him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I gather.
He's not picking up what she's putting down. That's why I said just ignore them. Just be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm just really busy inside. Feel free to use the pool and let them do their thing, but don't entertain them. And then when you stop entertaining them, they'll stop coming, but they think they're welcome because you're making them feel welcome.
See, Lauren, I think that they would even like that more. They're like, oh, great, we're not a bother. We can come over all the time. She's always busy. We'll just go over and hang out at the pool.
Claire's husband just has to say, Mom, Dad, I love you guys coming over, but a couple days a week, I just want to be with my family. And they'll understand that. Now, on the flip side, Claire's husband might like when the parents come over because they might help out with the kids. Maybe he can sit in the pool while Grandma takes the kids inside to change them or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's all that stuff, too, right? Mm-hmm. Real life. Yeah. I wonder why else people are annoyed by their mother-in-law. Should we go down that path?
That's dangerous.
It is, but but it just shows you that, Claire, you're not alone. There's a whole plethora of reasons why people are upset with their mother-in-law.
704-570-9595.
What is it about the mother-in-law that drives you nuts? And guys, you could play too about your mother-in-law, not just ladies. But we'll take your calls and texts at 704-570-9595.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, Loren, you were reading the situation. Yeah, the situation that one of our listeners was going through.
Yeah, so they Claire just put in a pool with her husband, and her in-laws are always at the house now trying to take, like, a dip in the middle of the day. And she feels like she is entertaining them constantly, and she doesn't want to do that.
Any good advice, get texted into the studio at 704-570-9595 for Claire.
There's advice, but I'm not so sure it's good advice. Like, somebody texted in, you should charge them pool rent. I'm like, what?
Pool rent.
That is not going to fix the issue.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. If you'd like to sit by the pool, it'll be a $40 pool reservation fee. Plus, we have a bottle fee.
but people are giving us, like, their horror stories with their in-laws and why they don't, you know, are they're a little too overbearing, I guess. But 704 texted in and said, I have a new baby and my mother-in-law is so overbearing and needs to see him every single day. She calls and texts me several times wanting to come over or go shopping, and I just don't like her.
She finished it how?
I just don't like her.
Dang. Does your husband know that? I'm sure he does. When my parents moved from New Jersey to Waxhaw, they're about 5 miles from me in Waxhaw, but one of the concerns was the drop-by. Because my dad is retired and has nothing to do, my mom knows the limits, and we just thought that my dad would pull in and drop by.
Yeah, but you would just have to create the rule of, hey, just call ahead.
He doesn't. Like, my wife and I just talked about this the other day, about how the drop-by is...
Then what do? Do you just... I would then just not answer the door.
I'm sorry. He doesn't drop by. It's not an issue. That's what I meant to say. I thought it was going to be an issue that my dad was going to drop by, but he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't drop by. It's a non-issue.
Oh, that's good.
So,
yeah. No, I'm serious. It's the one thing my dad doesn't do that bothers me.
Okay.
My mom is looking for a house in Charlotte right now, and literally across the cul-de-sac from us, another house came on the market, and I sent it to her, and Dallas was like, delete it right now. I love your mom. Too close. We need some boundaries.
This is Christine in Concord. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Christine. So what's your mother-in-law do that sometimes bothers you?
Okay, well, it sucks because me and her aren't on the best best relationship right now. Me and my husband got married this past, it's been a year, this past March 31st. So we got married a year ago. And since we got married, the family lives like within 5 to 10 minute radius of us. So we, you know, mind our own business. And of course, I have a son and he has a son. We don't have any kids together yet, but, of course the, grandparents and, the grandmas want to come over and visit. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're newlyweds and we want to have our own space for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, the mother-in-law wants to always, hey, come over, hang out. And I'm like, okay, you can go hang out with your mom, but I mean, I'm here, you know.
So this is interesting. So instead of the drop-in from the mother-in-law keeps inviting you guys over.
Yeah, and I just sometimes tough it up and just bite my tongue. And, you know, I have to sacrifice certain things in marriages, you know, anything.
Sure.
So I have to sometimes just bite my tongue and say, okay, we'll go over there, but let's don't go over there long. Well, we're over there long.
You're the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
And but, then the mother-in-law starts acting like she knows him better than you. I know the drill.
Yeah, and I joke with them saying that you need to cut the umbilical cord because you're connected to your mom still.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Christine.
It's so funny how all the different families operate. And, like, you know, my sister, my parents do call ahead before they stop by my sister. But one thing that my sister always says, it seems like they just don't ever want to kick it and stay. Like, as soon as they get there, they want to go.
Oh, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. They don't want to, like, spend all day hanging.
Yeah.
Which would be nice sometimes. It's just like they just want to get there and get out.
Amanda told me that her mom was coming on Friday. Her mom lives 3.5 hours away near Johnson City, Tennessee. So she rolled up on the driveway at, like, 3:30, and I had just gone out to get the mail. And so I turned around, and she's like, hey. I go, I had no idea you were coming. She's like, are you serious? And then Amanda came out, and I go, I knew she moved too close. This is ridiculous.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
I don't know if they can hear.
I don't think we can pick them up.
Still talking out there?
No.
We have our door open in the studio, Ren, because it's so hot in here. Our air conditioning is broken, and you think we're complaining, but the problem is that we have soundproof walls, and it's very thick with hot radio equipment in here.
Uh-huh.
So it's hotter than your normal room.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You guys have been complaining about it all morning.
Our door is open, and now, since our door is open,
everyone else's doors open, and there's a whole conversation out in the hallway.
Yeah, it's like a neighborhood. Listen to this. Hold on. Listen to this.
It's like a dorm.
Oh, Jessica! Jessica! Do you hear them?
Do you hear them talking?
Mel!
Just a
where's Jessica?
Bit.
This is like the neighborhood where we have the windows open and we're just yelling out.
So, well, she's talking about sauces or condiments. Like,
what was she talking about? Condiments?
Condiments.
Oh.
Like, what condiments would you use if you're a white person? Like the first three. I'm just saying. So ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise is
easy.
What I said.
Definitely mayonnaise, definitely ketchup.
She said, well, what about for you? She said hot sauce, ranch, and barbecue sauce.
And that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I am from Gastonia, so ranch would be up there for most people, too. So there you go.
Lorraine uses duck sauce.
Oh, shut up.
Soy sauce.
Shut up.
And peanut oil.
By the way, I like how you said duck sauce like it's fancy.
He's making that up.
Those are the first three that she can't.
I don't know.
No.
Would you use it? Just go to a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of different sauces. What are your sauces?
My sauces?
Yeah.
I would say ketchup, ranch, and...
Ketchup, ranch, and...
I don't
blue
know.
Blue cheese? You better not say blue cheese.
Well,
nobody
blue
uses
cheese.
You do?
I like blue cheese, too, but I don't think it's my go-to.
How about this? There's not a bottle of ranch dressing in my house.
What?
I don't do ranch.
That's just un-American.
I know. I don't do it.
I like that we all stole the Madhouse's topic.
Sure.
Do they know that every morning show, with the exception of WSOC, is talking about this right now because they're on the other side of the building?
I mean, if you're going to yell it down the hall, you might as well roll with it and see what happens.
They come to us for the typical, they ask the white guy.
Right.
Yep. You know, yep. Manny, we got a question for you. Name three rap songs from the 90s.
And I can assure you there's nothing whiter than all of us in this room.
No, that's true.
Well, Phil's not in here. He's whiter than all of us.
Bye, Mel. Bye. Her air conditioning is out, too. It's a nightmare, but I do love the doors being open. It just reminds me of, like, a neighborhood.
Like a dorm. Everyone's partying.
A dorm.
That's what I said. It's like a dorm.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let me quickly give you an update. Last Friday, I told you that my neighbor's grass was overgrown to the point where it was just the weeds were tall. It looked like the movie Children of the Corn, where they're coming through the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it on the air, and I'm not joking with you. When I said at 9:05 on Friday that the grass was tall, what should I do? Should I go mow it myself? Another neighbor took a picture before I left here of somebody mowing the yard.
Oh, wow.
After weeks.
Somebody else or the homeowner?
It was a landscape company.
So do you? Oh, so it's not like they heard and then went over and did it right away. It was obviously planned that they were going to do it on that day.
Turns out the landscape company is for another neighbor up the street.
Well, this sometimes happens.
She heard us and asked their company to go mow that person's yard. I got the whole scoop. She knocked on his door.
Okay.
He said that his landscape company has ruined their yard, and that's why he fired them.
Oh.
He said their old landscapers ruined the yard, so he fired them and hasn't found new ones yet. Meanwhile, the grass is growing to the moon. What's your in-between plan? What up, Larry? The neighbor down the street paid her guy to do his yard. She heard us talking about it. Now I feel like I owe her money since it was my issue.
You do.
You probably do. And by the way,
I think you should all chip in.
I think you should have left it alone and he would have figured it out.
Maybe. Now I'm out $40. But hey, I do love when people in our neighborhood listen to the show. We're like seven on your side, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
You complain, we make it happen.
We're number one with our parents and our neighbors.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Opening up the Bridezilla Chronicles. Of course, it's always fun if you let us know if you agree or disagree. You can call the show, 704-570-9595. But a man was invited to be a bridesmaid for his best friend's wedding, and he, of course, accepted, was super excited to be part of the wedding party. But then he found out that she expected him to wear the same dress and makeup as the other bridesmaids. He didn't feel comfortable doing it and said he would really like to just wear a suit. So the bride disinvited him to the wedding and hasn't spoken to him since. She was mad. She couldn't understand how her best friend refused to be her bridesmaid.
Did she mean it to be like tongue-in-cheek, like, ha-ha, like you wear a dress with the rest of the bridesmaids and it'll just be fun? Or was she like, hey, I really want you to rock the bridesmaid's dress because I want you all to look good in a line? You know what I mean? Isn't that?
I mean, I would assume it has to be tongue-in-cheek.
Ren, are you there or do we lose you?
We lost her.
Dang, I want her opinion on this.
No, she has great opinions on this.
It says she's connecting again. Let's see.
No, I mean, you have to. I mean, I don't know how else way. I mean,
let's turn to our own producer, Nicole, because, Nicole, you don't like to wear dresses. We know that. You said that. And you were just in a wedding. What would you have done if Casey, your friend whose wedding you were in, said, hey, I want you to wear a dress? Would you have opted out?
That worked.
Welcome back, Lauren.
I don't know. That's tough because I feel like it's very different reasons. Like, it's not that I don't like dresses. It's that it's more of an identity thing. I do not feel comfortable.
And the guy in the bridal party felt the same way, I would think.
Right? Yeah. I would say that's similar. No?
If it is, then I think that's more of an evaluation of a friendship. But I also do know that I have other like LGBT friends females who consider themselves more masculine who have worn dresses in their friends' weddings.
Because they felt like they had to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was
them.
More of a like a religious thing.
Oh my gosh.
See, I would do it for fun. Like, I don't know if I'd have to put a, I wouldn't do like a wig and makeup and stuff, but if you wanted me in the same dress as everybody else, that would be kind of funny.
But then you're stealing from the show.
Yeah, I just think that's silly. Like, why?
I know, but the article doesn't say whether or not she was doing it as tongue-in-cheek. Or I guess because it doesn't say that, like, she didn't respond by saying we were just trying to have fun.
Well, then maybe we should have looked into that before we brought it on.
We did.
But, or is it just because there was more conservative people coming to the wedding and they didn't, do you know what I mean? Didn't know how to explain it. Like, Nicole's tattoos to her grandmother, so she wore a long-sleeve sweatshirt around her.
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like because people are going to be there.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that might be the situation.
Then why not ask him to be on the groom's side? You know, if the bride's got a best friend, he could be on the groom's side.
Of course. I had a guy on my side.
Amanda had her best friend walk her down the aisle because her dad had passed away and her best friend Nick gave her away.
I imagine she is serious now reading the article because she hasn't spoken to him since he told her I'm not wearing a dress. So she's clearly mad at him.
That's a weird request, man. It's a strange request for your wedding.
By the way, regardless of, besides like the matching of the colors of the bridesmaids, forcing anyone to wear anything is strange.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's what, you know, a dress or not a dress or a suit or not a suit, forcing a whole thing on someone is such a strange
request. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I like that conversation too. Hey, Brian, I'd love for you to be in the wedding. I'd love for you to be a bridesmaid with us. Oh, that's awesome. I'll for sure do that. Yeah. So here's what the dresses we're thinking of.
We don't really know how it translates. But
I know. It is very odd. I'd put the dress on. I'd be like, wow, this makes my butt look good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing this to the reception.
You wear little chicken cutlets to give you.
You won't even dress up for Halloween.
Get hit on by the waiter.
That's so true, Nicole. He doesn't dress up for Halloween.
Yeah, what's your deal with that? How come you don't do Halloween?
We're not going there right now. Give me another month and we'll start talking Halloween.
He's got mad issues when it comes to dressing up.
I know I don't have to dress up for Gravediggers unless we do a virtual one, which is a discussion, but I'm not getting on stage this year. Don't have to worry about that.
I really wonder what's your deal with not dressing up for Halloween.
I didn't like it when I was a kid.
What if your son wanted to do a costume with you? Would you do it for your son?
Stay on topic. This has nothing to do with the wedding.
I think it's more about face paint.
I just didn't like dressing up. I don't know. But now I kind of want to wear a wedding, a bridesmaid dress, Loren. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, but there is like a therapy session in here somewhere.
I hope Roy asked me to be a bridesmaid. I really do.
I'm not.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren, I hear Paris Hilton has a documentary coming out, and I'm dying to watch it.
Yeah, it's part of her YouTube thing.
Oh, it's a YouTube documentary.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and yesterday we talked about how she was opening up about her boarding school experience, too.
And I hear she's going to talk about Kim Kardashian, her relationship with Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
I forgot that Paris and Kim were tight.
I mean, Paris basically made Kim who she is.
Yeah.
Other than that whole video thing.
I mean, the video is really what made.
Right. But she came on the scene because of Paris.
But guess who had the video first?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Paris
too.
Had a video before Kim
that's
did.
True.
I think.
Maybe she was taking a page out of Paris's book.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe that's what we need to do to get this show to make it.
All right. So which one of you are going to volunteer?
I have no issues filming me.
It's not going to be me.
With Loren?
No. All right. Anyway, Ryan Lochte, he jumped on social media to let everybody know that he is okay after having his appendix removed.
Good.
He says that the surgery went really well and that he's doing well and recovering.
Cha.
My girl J-Lo is coming out with a whole beauty and skincare line, so be on the lookout for that. She just teased a bunch of bronzers, posting like dewy selfies, and I think we all want J-Lo skin, so just sign me up now.
Okay, that's your crush.
Now to the good stuff. Yes, that is my girl crush. Now to the good stuff. So ABC is coming back with Dancing with the Stars for their 29th season. AJ from the Backstreet Boys is on board. He teased, quote unquote, big news from a gym.
So he's hosting. They fired Bergeron and the female co-host, who I forget her name off the top of my head.
They're Aaron Andrews.
Yep.
Yep. So they're both gone now. And so everyone's really excited about all the changes. But Carol Baskin could be part of this cast.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That would be such a ratings tuner.
I mean, Tiger King phenom. I just want to sit down and watch it. I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars in probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 seasons, but I would sit down every single time this was on.
We have got to get the Tiger King on to talk about Carol Baskin being on Dancing with the Stars.
She can't dance. You see her two-step?
We would have to record him because every other word with Carol would be awful things that we'd have to dump out of. But we will get the full cast on September 2nd. They're going to announce it live on Good Morning America. So we don't have to wait too much longer.
See, now I might watch it. New cast, new host.
Yeah.
AJ from the Backstreet Boys is a weird choice, though.
What else is he going on?
But why wouldn't they go another hosting route? What, Seacrest can't do it?
He's too busy. Doing 7 other shows.
Yeah, I know.
Bobby Bones, he could have hosted. Yeah. That could have been his thing.
He won it.
Banks was supposed to be involved.
What did you say, Tyra Banks?
Isn't Tyra Banks supposed to be involved, too?
I don't know. That'd be also another good host.
Oh, maybe she's America's Got Talent.
I loved her talk show. Do you remember the Tyra Banks talk show?
I do.
I loved it. Why are you laughing?
Because everybody had a talk show in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
They so did. I love Tyra's show, Wendy's show, everyone's show.
Jenny Jones. Gabrielle Gutierrez from 90210, she had one.
You remember Kris Jenner had a daytime talk show?
Yeah, that was actually good. Kanye was her first guest.
I don't remember that.
I do.
Why don't I remember that? And by the way, Tyra Banks is the new host.
Oh,
Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And I remember with the
What's AJ doing? Where's the story?
Part of the cast.
Who knows?
Oh, he's part of the cast.
Let me talk about the Kris Jenner show. It was so good because on Keep It Up with the Kardashians, they made fun of her saying, Mom, you can't talk about us every show. It can't be about the Kardashians. It was so good TV.
That's all people care about, though.
I know.
I don't care about Kris Kardashian breaking down the healthy milks. You know what I mean? Oh, by the way, Loren's story had me so messed up. AJ's going to be a cast member. I thought he was going to be the host. Then at one point, I thought Carol Baskin was going to host Dancing with the Stars with a tiger.
You had me confused. I was like, what are you... Anyway.
Hosting Dancing with the Stars is Carol Baskin's tiger, Ilana.
Nobody said anything about hosting. I just assumed it was the host.
I'll make this break more confusing. Remember Montel? He had a great daytime.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.